Okay. So. Let's see. Okay. I'm going to call this meeting to order for the Special Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness. For the Senate of the Associated Students of the 83rd Session, in the President's Conference Room, 3rd floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union, on February 18th, 2016, at 8:15 a.m. Moving into agenda item 2, roll call.
Senator Bolt.
Absence excused.
Senator Carroll.
Present.
Senator Feinberg.
Present.
Senator Loera. Senator Loera.
Present.
Senator Sharp.
Present.
Senator Acton.
Present.
Awesome.
Moving into agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? No? Moving into agenda item 4, minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from November 22nd, 2015. Senator Loera.
I move to approve the minutes from November
22nd,
2015.
All right. Awesome. Any dissent to the motion? All right, the motion goes through. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from December 6, 2015. Senator Feinberg?
I move to approve the minutes from December 6, 2015.
Any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, the motion goes through. And I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from February 11, 2016. Senator Sheps?
I move to approve the minutes from February 11, 2016 by unanimous consent.
All right. Need to send to the motion. No. Oh, okay. Yes.
It says Senator Upton was tardy excused, and that has to be changed to absent excused. Under roll call.
So, do we have to make the change?
Yeah. So.
Okay, Senator Carr.
I move to amend lines. Under roll call, Senator Upton was absent excused by unanimous consent.
I need to send the motion. All right, amendment goes through. Now, seeking a motion to approve the minutes from February 11, 2016 through unanimous consent. Senator Sheps.
And make another amendment?
Yes.
Okay. I move to approve the minutes from February 11, 2016 by unanimous consent.
Awesome. I need to send the motion. Perfect. Motion does go through. Sweet. All right, so let's move into agenda item 5, old business. So, past senator projects, we're just going to go around the table and kind of talk about things that we've been working on within the committee and all that fun stuff. So, I guess I'll go ahead and go first and just talk about Health Week. Well, actually, that'll be new business. We'll talk about that. Any old business? Yes, Senator Carr.
The only thing I've been working on right now so far is the blue light resolution, and that just went through committee, and it'll go on Senate.
I'll be sending that to Nick today, so right after this meeting, actually. Anything else? Senator?
Last meeting I talked about talking to the workshop about getting rid of plastic bags and going more towards like paper bags or like reusable bags, seeing if we can do anything like that, kind of reduce our carbon footprint in that way. So I emailed Director DeBay yesterday.
So we're just going to move into agenda item 6, new business, future senator projects. So with Health Week, what's going to be happening is I'll just break down kind of the days for you guys here. So it's going to be right after spring break, which is hopefully going to be like a little detox for everyone, which I'm excited about. So it's going to start on the 28th. That's going to be our kickoff day. And with that day, what we want to do is we kind of want to bring the massages back. So I don't know if you guys did that last year. But the health center really works hard. They, like, set up a little table throughout the whole week, basically, and do fun things. So that day, they're going to be handing out stress balls, handing out some other swag items, and then hopefully massages. So we haven't heard back on the whole massage thing yet. So if worse comes to worse, what we'll do that day is just have the health center, like, notifying people about stress and how we can kind of reduce it. So it's kind of our, like, de-stress day. The 29th is going to be focused a little bit more on nutrition. So that's going to be the day of our barbecue. So I'm going to be submitting a budget to Nick here in the next day or so, requesting about $400 for food. We're trying to feed around like 200 people or so. And with this, what we want to do is we want to have salmon burgers, turkey burgers, black bean burgers, the variety of cheeses, lettuce, tomato. So like make it a little bit more, I guess, healthy than just the standard, you know, meat patty and cheese. So that'll be cool. And then we're also going to have like little recipe books that we're going to hand out to students that have like nutritional recipes for them. And then possibly Karen Felton from Nutritional Sciences and Kavner will come and speak to students and kind of like inform them on what they're eating and how it affects your body and stuff like that. So that's that day. Oh, and also on Monday, what we're going to do is I think that's going to be the release of the farm stand. So we're working on that whole campaign. I just met with the wool shop and Jen Ott, and she had like, I was not expecting the vegetables that they've been growing, but like they've been growing them all winter. And they have like broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, radishes, garlic, lettuce. So a bunch of different things that we can offer to students. So I'm really excited. And we're going to have it at pretty like grocery prices as opposed to like farmer's market, which will be cool because they're cheaper to students. So excited about that. 30th, so that's going to be Camp Grounded. So basically the tent's going to be set up. Raina's been working on that really hard. They're going to have a tent set up in the quad so students can come in and out as they please on that day. We're going to have a lot of different activities. So as we got to see like during retreat, if you came, the truffle making, they're going to be doing the watercolor thing. They're going to be doing like tea talk where you get like tea and sit around. There's a lot of meditation, a lot of different things happening within the tent. So that's going to be a really cool day. I hope students really enjoy it. Thursday is sexual health day. So we're having Northern Nevada Hope, hopefully, and Planned Parenthood come out. And with them, they usually have like an STD bus, basically, so where they can do STD testing for students. Health Center does STI testing, and they're going to bring their van. So I'm hoping that we're able to get both just because that's, you know, important. And then they're going to have, they do like little fun things with condoms. So I guess they're going to do like some like shamrock thing for like, yeah, St. Patty's Day. So they're going to have shamrock condoms and then just promote, you know, sexual safety. And then Friday, that day is kind of like up in the air right now on what we really want to do with that. Raina had, I can't remember the idea that she had that she just proposed to me, but it was a good idea. Our other one is just kind of like environmental health and like spiritual health. So like what we're going to do is we're going to talk to Kavner and see if we can purchase. They do like little plants, and like the plants basically, like once they grow to a seed, they drop another seed and it grows, and it's supposed to be kind of like a really good mental health thing. I don't know, to take care of it. So like I'm gonna try to talk to Kavner about that. Oh, and then what we're gonna do is like a tobacco free campus campaign kind of a thing, so promote non-smoking and what it can do to your lungs. So that's health week and the rundown. So I'll be asking for more help once we get a little bit closer and like running the events and stuff. Yeah,
so what's the dates on that again?
So that's going to be right after spring break. So the 28th through April 1st.
Okay.
Yeah. And then that's it for me. Anyone else? No? No project this time? Okay. Just something else I wanted to work on again was picking up, looking into parking service days. It's not like an attack on them. I just think that they drive their big trucks around and it irritates me a lot. So I think that, and not in like a hidden way, but also if they had to walk across campus, they're probably going to be handing out less tickets, like realistically. So I'm kind of hoping that maybe if we're able to make the, like reduce the gas on that, then maybe they will not get as many students for parking. So that's another little idea. So I'm going to work on that. Anyone else want to help me with that? Senator Carroll? And Senator Carroll,
I was just wondering if we know anything on the safety walk that Senator Bolt was working on.
Yeah, so he hasn't texted me back on what he wanted to say, because he said that there was a problem with traffic and spinning out on his way here. But I can contact him, and I'll let us know by next meeting with the safety walk. I'm thinking that it's going to be happening soon now that Pennington's open, so I'm hoping that he's been planning that. He made it sound like he does have an idea, so I'm thinking that's what that's about. So next week we will touch up on that with Senator Bowles. Alrighty. So moving into agenda item 7, public comment. Any public comment at this time? Alright, then we'll move into agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 8:25 a.m.